Welcome to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm your host, D'Angelo.
And we are back with another episode once again.
Episode 18.
Today.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope everybody had a great holiday.
Yeah, D'Angelo and I made 2025 vision boards for
New Year's. Yeah, that was fun.
And mine actually came out like really good.
Yeah, mine too. It was the first time I ever did one, so I was kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I had set it up for me, him, and my mom to make our own vision boards, printed out all the pictures and stuff. So, yeah.
And if y'all couldn't tell, I'm iced out. This is my Christmas gift from wifey right here.
Well, it's gold. It's not ice, but you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. New necklace. I've never had one before, so this is amazing. I only take it off for work.
He's loving it. He's been feeling himself. I love it.
Yeah, I'm
as you should.
I'm just convinced it works with every shirt I put on.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a gold chain, so.
No, I don't think you can.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
Me too.
One of the things I wanted to talk about today, I had discussed with D'Angelo yesterday, and I think I know we've talked about it. I talked about it recently on a different episode where I was talking about how I had turned off all of my like non-important notifications. And that it seemed like it was the right thing to do. It felt really good at the time. And now a little bit of time has passed. And I was telling D'Angelo, like, the clarity I've gained is crazy because I'm not on those apps as much, because I'm not getting notifications, clicking on them, getting, you know, absorbed into it every single time I got a notification. I gained so much clarity, and I started to realize how much pain and stress and anxiety I had been causing myself for such a long time, because I thought
into those things.
Well, feeding into thinking I wanted certain things that I saw other people have, because I saw how happy they were, how fulfilled they were, even though we only see a tiny percentage of people's lives that they choose to share on social media.
We don't see what's in their head.
Yeah, I was seeing all those things thinking like, oh, I wish I could be doing that, or I want to be doing that, or trying to manifest that. And as I took a huge step back with turning off the notifications, therefore not consuming as much of my social media, I started to realize how many things I didn't actually
desire,
want, did not align with me. And I was working so hard mentally to try and manifest those things, try and make them happen.
Yeah.
Or just to try and allow them to happen for me, but I didn't actually want them. And so I was telling him how eye-opening that was, because I think a lot of people think they want things that experiences or material things that they see other people do or have. But I think it's important to know whether that's truly aligned for you and what you genuinely authentically want. Because I think it's inevitable that you're going to be putting yourself through the same cycle of chasing after these things you consciously are thinking that you want. But if it's not actually something that will fulfill you and make you happy, I feel like you're just going to keep chasing.
Absolutely.
I don't think you're ever going to actually get it. I mean, and even if you do get it, you're going to be in the same position as when you started, realizing, damn, this isn't really making me feel how I thought it would make me feel, because you weren't chasing after it for the right reasons. And I feel like, just first off, you shouldn't be chasing it anyways. That should be your first red flag. Like, pause. Let me like reconnect with myself and figure out if this is actually what I want to do.
Yeah, because a lot of people with chasing those things, they're chasing an emotion to those things, an emotional attachment to what, you know, like you said, how people have reacted and have seemed, you know, happy getting these things, right? Then they get them and they're chasing after that emotion, and that emotion a lot of time doesn't come after they get that thing. Because like you said, it's not their thing. It was the person they were watching thing, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I love how you brought up about turn off the notifications, how it's felt, all this stuff. That is a great example, like we talked about in the last episode, about taking aligned action.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you didn't realize that, like, how much hindrance that had on you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing those things and having easy, instantaneous access to them and being able to indulge in them because, mm-hmm. you know, you there's free time where those things capture us, peel us in sometimes. But,
mm-hmm.
man, you really, you know, did a lot of mental rewiring, reprogramming. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I was telling D'Angelo also in that same conversation that I don't, for example, with YouTube notifications, I don't watch any of the videos of the people that I am subscribed to anymore. Like, of course, even though I don't have the, except for Natija's card readings, her tarot card readings, some of them I do click on if I feel called to, but it's not like I don't see them, because I will, you know, if I have downtime or I want to watch a YouTube video, I'll go click on the app just to see like what people have posted and if I want to watch anything. And as I'm going scrolling through the notification page, I'm like, no,
okay,
I'm not actually aligned with the energy or the messages that are like being sent through those different videos.
Yeah.
They're not bad. I'm just realizing since I was able to like take a huge step back, I don't actually want to be consuming these videos. Yeah, they're not really doing anything for me the way that they used to. I mean, and I am making my own, but you know, it's just not, I just don't want to do it. It's just not that I'm trying to like stop myself from watching those videos. I genuinely don't feel the urge to click on them.
Yeah.
Oh, and good. Like you said, you know, doing some rewiring of my subconscious
mm-hmm.
with this this free time that I have now that I'm not overly consuming different people's videos and content. I have been listening to my subliminals nonstop. Yeah. I have been, I have some Rampage audios from this chick, Emma, that I follow on Instagram. She is she's some kind of coach. I wouldn't be able to, I'll like put on the screen somewhere right up here, her Instagram handle. But she's some kind of coach. But anyways, she has her own programs and Rampages that she sells. So I've been doing my subliminals.
And you bought the most recent Rampage one.
The one I have been listening to that I showed you mm-hmm. came
was
with
the first one.
No.
Oh.
That was I had that other one.
Yeah,
But the one I'm talking about came with her program that I just bought.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I've been doing that every morning when I get up at 5:30, leave by like 5:50, 6 o'clock to go to the gym. I don't listen to music on the way to the gym. I turn either the subliminal or the Rampage on. When I'm done with my workout and I do my cardio, I'm not watching videos anymore. I'm listening to one or the other, the subliminals or the Rampages.
At the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I, because sometimes your girl needs a little nappy nap throughout the day, plug my little headphones in, not the AirPods, the wired ones, and turn it down very low as I'm falling asleep listening to it. So I'm doing all the stuff because I'm tired of the same stuff.
Same results.
SHIT.
You can say shit.
I know.
Yeah.
I would say I'm trying not to cuss as much, but that would be a lie. I just think sometimes it's just not necessary.
Yeah. I like to overindulge in the cuss words.
Yeah, it's a bit much sometimes. It's not okay. Gonna lie.
That's just me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to change it.
I'm not saying you have to change it. It's just like, you don't need to drop so many F-bombs. Your daughter is standing right next to you.
Girl, the F-bombs are... I do not let F-bombs fly all over the place.
D'Angelo, why are you lying in front of this camera right now?
Yeah, I'm not lying in the camera.
Okay.
But see, that's why I like to say fluckin' now. And I add an L in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that makes a big difference.
It does to me.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't talk about it on the last episode. Yeah. So I had some type of terrible skin reaction to this gift my grandfather gave me for Christmas. It was a set of two different hyaluronic acid products and then a B5 serum.
Yeah.
Which I think. B5. I don't know if B5 and hyaluronic are the same exact thing. Anyways, whatever. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I had washed my face like normal, oil cleanse, regular face wash, put those three products on, put a face moisturizer with hyaluronic acid on after. I did that twice. I did that in the morning and I did that at nighttime. Ooh, woke up like somebody steps. 2 in the morning. D'Angelo, don't even get me started on the skincare because you don't know nothing about that. This man thinks I need to just wash my face and put a moisturizer on and be done. No. Everybody's skin is different. Don't get me started. But anyways, I did that twice. Woke up at 2 in the morning. My face was a balloon. It was super swollen. It was hot. It was itchy. I had hives all over my face, on my neck. Woke up a few hours later. Thought I was going to sleep it off. I didn't know if I just like had too much sodium or something the day before, if I was retaining a lot of water.
We thought it was an allergic reaction.
Well, when I woke up at 2, I thought maybe I just drank, you know, I had too much sodium. And then I went back to sleep thinking it was just going to go down. Woke up for the gym at 5:30, was not down. Ended up going to urgent care a few hours later.
Eyes were almost closed.
Yeah, because I had taken, I think, 1 or 2 Benadryls at that point, and it just wasn't doing it. So I went to urgent care because I was a little concerned for my life. I've never experienced something like that before. So I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I had to get 2 shots in my butt cheek. It was not as painful as I thought it was. The nurse or whoever administers the shots was trying to tell me it's really not that bad because I was tripping a little bit. But I felt like she was lying to me. But she actually was not lying. It actually was easier than, to me, it was easier than in my arm.
She even told the nurse, I think you're lying to me.
I did, because they just be saying stuff sometimes. Because I could tell she was getting a little irritated with me, because I was like, hold on a second. But, yeah, I ended up having to get a steroid shot and a Benadryl shot, which the steroid, I could still, my right butt cheek still hurts. And it's been like 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks.
And to think none of it was related to an allergy. So you took 3 Benadryls and got 2 ass shots for no reason.
I mean, not for no reason. I feel like the steroids probably did help with the hives a little bit because it did start going down a little.
Yeah, but that's just because you Bill Nye the Science Guy all over your face with the BH.
Anyways.
The hyaluronic and the.
Yeah, the cryptochronic.
I don't even know what you're talking about. B5, all that stuff. It was like mixing some stuff up and you put it on your face.
It was a set. It said to use all, like, this one, then the second one, then the third one. But anyways.
To burn the hell out of your face.
Eventually, it went down.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wasn't using any of the stuff. I thought I just overloaded on hyaluronic acid. Yesterday, I decided, let me just put the B5 serum because I feel like the hyaluronic acid was the issue. I woke up. I was scratching my face a little bit throughout the night. I didn't think anything of it. And I woke up this morning to go to the gym and I could immediately feel it on my face that it was puffy and itchy and red. And I go to the bathroom. I got hives on my face again. My face is red and it's puffy. It's not nearly as bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I gave those products to my mother because she said she would take them. I'm never putting any kind of hyaluronic acid and then that shit. I mean, some products that I have, I've used products that have that acid in it and it was never an issue. I think maybe my skin just doesn't. The products were by Good Molecules, which I'm not talking down on that. I've heard so many good things about that brand. But I think my skin, for some reason, my skin was just like not having it because.
Okay, maybe it's just B5 serum.
Well, I use the hyaluronic acid too.
Yeah, but like you just said, you've used hyaluronic acid a bunch of times. Nothing ever happened. The first and second time it's only ever happened was using the B5 serum.
He's got a point.
You know
I really don't feel like testing it out. This is the second time my face has done this.
You tested it out the second time with just the B5 and your face burnt.
It's not burnt.
No, but you know what I mean? I'm just.
Yeah.
I think it's. But, I mean, if you ask me, it's the B5, but I'm not a professional.
Yeah. Even now, because it was this morning that I woke up with my face like that, my face has, you know, gone down quite a bit throughout the day, but my neck has been so itchy and it's. It doesn't pick up in the camera, but it's red right here and swollen. And I didn't even apply it to my neck. It had moved the first time when I went to urgent care. It was all over my face and I had only applied it. Oh, no, I think I did apply it. No, I didn't apply it to my neck the first time when I went to urgent care. I had only applied it to my face and the swelling and the redness and the hives traveled down my neck. To my chest, onto my shoulders, and the back of my neck. Not even fully on my arms. My arms were a little itchy, but my hands were covered in hives and were so itchy.
Because you put it on your hands to put it on your face. And
oh, yeah. I probably did, like, rub my hands afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No more.
Learn from me and maybe do some research before you just start throwing stuff on your face.
Yeah. Not whipping up a concoction.
I mean, I don't know that would have saved me this time though, because I've done so much Google search on the hyaluronic acid and the B5 and stuff, and it's from what Google says, it's safe. It shouldn't really cause any issues for anybody. Yeah. So I don't know if my skin just doesn't like it or what.
The B5 or
you know, I also have another theory because the cleanser that I use,
the BHA one,
it has BHA in it. The not my oil, obviously, cleanser, but the second one has BHA in it, which I guess is also an acid because it's a that cleanser is a light exfoliant, a chemical exfoliant. Apparently, you're not supposed to use that every single day. And I was using it twice a day for months now. So maybe my skin barrier was just like not suitable for the hyaluronics.
You're trying to burn away everything. Just burn it all up.
You know what? But my skin seemed like very clear and real nice after it. So after all the hives and the swelling went down.
After you had a whole chemical reaction on your face, wow, this actually did something.
Chemical reaction on my face is crazy.
It literally was.
Yeah.
It literally was a chemical reaction.
And I also learned that the percentage of BHA in my face cleanser is like 3% higher than what Google recommended.
Yeah.
Why do they sell it with that much then? How the hell was I supposed to know?
That it's more.
Maybe doing the research where you put it in your face.
You know, knowledge is good.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Knowledge is good.
Yeah.
That's what you got. Knowledge is good.
Yeah. I had a, you know, different thought focused in on, but.
But I distracted you.
Yeah. You know, they like to fly away.
That same brand, it's Anua, I think that's how you pronounce it, A-N-U-A. Yeah. They have a cleanser just like the one I have, but it just doesn't have BHA in it. So I will be needing to purchase that.
The BHA-free one.
Yeah. I'm going to still use the BHA one, but only like twice a week.
Yeah, which you should have been doing.
And like one out of the two times that I wash my face
a
day. I didn't know, but now I know. That, see, there's a great lesson in itself. You'll never know unless you try it.
You know, why men just got different face skin, I don't know, but my routine is nowhere near hers. And my face is pretty clear most of the time. Mm-hmm. You just got different skin, like you said.
Exactly. Some people can literally just, with a simple cleanser, wash their face, put moisturizer on, they're fine. No. My skin is combination. Do you know what that means, D'Angelo?
Some people literally put water on their face, and that's it.
Isn't that what I just said?
Oh, you said with a simple face. But no, I'm talking about nothing.
And I bet you he looks older than he is, doesn't he? Hmm. Yeah, because your skin needs moisturization.
He ain't got a single blemish on his face.
I don't give a damn if you don't got no pimples, but you look 10 years older than you really are. I'm going to take the pimples.
He doesn't look 10 years older than he is. That's for sure.
Okay. Just
only a few years older. Yeah.
Okay, but still, I've been looking younger than my age my entire life, so I'm going to keep it that way, babe.
You know.
Yeah. But, what were you saying about skin?
I don't know. Aggressive.
You didn't answer my question. Do you know what combination skin is?
You know.
That's when
I have a feeling you're about to tell me.
You are correct. Okay, yeah. That's when you have certain parts of your face are oily and certain parts of your face are dry. Mm. And you can't just treat your whole face when you have combination skin. You can't just treat your whole face as if it's oily skin or as if it's dry skin.
Yeah, but I mean, you're doing it. And what if dry requires something and oily requires something else? But you're putting something on for each of them on your face at the same time?
Yeah, so I'm learning that. I think I need to only oil cleanse here and here and not right here. Mm. It's seeming to be a little more sensitive and dry right here.
So you should just
get... I think that's where my dry skin is at. It works for the oily skin.
Yeah, you should just get a marker, put a 1 for oily in the oily spots and put a 2 for dry in the dry spots.
D'Angelo thought that was very funny and clever.
Very funny?
Yeah.
I didn't even laugh.
Thought you were freaking hilarious, didn't you? Came up with that one on your own.
Yeah, I sure did.
Anyways, you stick to using water to cleanse your face, okay? And I'll do what I do. Can we talk about how it's only January 6th, but I feel like it's been like almost a whole month of January already? Like a whole month in the new year?
Does it feel that way?
Yeah, I don't. Mm. I felt like it's... I had to check the date today. Like, damn, it's only the 6th?
Actually, you're right. I thought it was like the 10th.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not at the end of January, but at least a few days past what it is.
The last thing I want to talk about before we wrap up this episode is the small daily habits that I have noticed, personally speaking, that I have been making have... I thought I would need to do some like huge changes to feel these things, these emotions and these thoughts. But I've really just been making small habit changes and sticking with them for the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. A few weeks is crazy. A couple weeks.
The same thing, right?
I mean, you could say
it both ways.
No, few is 3, couple is 2.
Oh, you were correcting your timeline.
Yeah.
Not the terminology.
No.
I'm like, they both were.
And something's longer than that, but...
You said few is 3, couple is 2.
It is.
No,
that's
I know.
That's what it is.
You're right. I'm just...
What? So funny. You don't have to stress yourself out with trying to make these huge changes in your life to bring about other opportunities or other things changing, for lack of better words. Make changes for changes to happen. Yeah. You get what I'm trying to say, though. Right.
We talked about changes on the last one, too.
Yeah. I think it really gets the momentum going and gets the ball rolling when you just tweak little changes here and there. Because then you start feeling better every single day, and then you start thinking better, you start moving better, you make better decisions, you begin to trust yourself more as you keep making better decisions. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I love it.
That is the end of today's episode. Yes. If you guys enjoyed this episode, go ahead and follow us on whichever app you are listening or watching this podcast on. And if you are watching on YouTube, go ahead and give it a thumbs up, subscribe, turn your notifications on so you are notified whenever we post a new episode.
Yes.
We aim to post every week. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes... One of us is just not feeling it. This is like a creative outlet for us, so you wouldn't want anybody that, you know, makes their own music or makes their own pieces of art to just make something just to put it out
just
there.
Just to produce, not be authentic.
We'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye.